About what my elder brother did to me.
What did he do to you, Dean? Wasn't that Eurovision Song Contest entry from Finland about 5 years ago?
It was more than that.
What did he do to you, Dean?
1940.
It's all yours, anyway.
Right, yeah, I know he's listening. He's now a respectable shoe shop manager. But when I was about 2 or 3, and he's 8 years older than me, our local TV, ITV, which was called Southern in those.
Southern Television.
I remember that. Yes, before it became Meridian.
What do you say, mate? Sorry.
It would quite frequently break down.
Yeah.
The programme, you know, something would be wrong, and the TV screen would then go blue.
Blue?
Yeah, a message of apology.
Okay.
And this very high-pitched sort of, tone.
Yeah.
And my brother's managed to convince me, being just very small and innocent, that the ooh was in fact saying blue, and there was a poltergeist inside the TV that would suck me in.
Yeah. Was this before the film Poltergeist?
Well, I don't know if it was or not. All I know, he hadn't seen it, because he was only about 10 or 11 at the time.
So he came up with the story for the film Poltergeist, you're telling us?
He did. That could be a claim for thousands.
And did you actually believe you could get sucked into a television set?
Well, he pretended at one time that his hand was being sucked in, my hat.
How did he achieve this master illusion?
I'm not exactly sure, because I was only small. You'll have to phone him, I don't know. But what he did was he'd then, like, grab me by the head when this thing happened and push me up against the TV going, boo,
and trying to push you into, I suppose, the speaker at the front, because then I could believe that somebody could go in a speaker. I could believe that. I'll tell you what we're going to change it to, on the honour of this call. It's actually lies your elder brother or sister told you now, because they're getting far too violent with knives and magnifying glasses.
It's psychological games, you think.
Yeah. What does he do these days?
Hmm?
What does he do?
He's a shoe shop manager.
What's the name of the shoe shop?
It's Jones in Chichester.
What is it?
Jones, bootmaker.
Anyone who's anywhere near Jones, did you say?
It's in Chichester.
Anyone who's anywhere near Jones bootmakers, right, please do this for us. Just walk in. What's his name?
Eamon.
Walk in and say, Eamon, you heel. Right, just really, as loud as you can, into the shoe shop. Eamon, then ring us up and tell us you've done it. If you've got a mobile phone, you're in Chichester. Please call us in the next day. We'll give you extra prizes for simply ringing us up and saying, I'm near the shoe shop now, Dan. And you get to the entrance of the shoe shop. Don't let Eamon know, unless he's got the show on in. I hope he's probably not got the show on in the shop. Is he?
Yes.
Oh, damn. Well, all right, we're still playing him.
Go in for anything, then.
Anything. No, Eamon, you heal. It's got to be. Okay, that's the thing.